Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Kanda, Chapter 5, December 30th, 2013. Eating the Mendicant's Remnants. Very beautiful story. Childhood, Bali Leela of Vishambhar. A wandering sannyasi came to Vishambhar's house. Jagannath Mishra Bhavan, begging alms so that he could worship his manasik murti of Gopal. He was obviously a Vaishnava, so he visited the house of a Brahmin, Jagannath Mishra, to ask for some bhoga to cook for his deity. And this Chalak Balak, Vishwambhar Nimai, had a wonderful pastime, which we'll hear now. Jaya Jaya Bhakta Priya Prabhu Vishwambhar Dvaja Brajan Kushapada Mahamaheshwara. All glories to the devotees. All glories to the devotees of Lord Vishwambhar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga's lotus feet are marked with the flag, thunderbolt, and goad. He is the Lord of all lords, Mahamaheshwara. Hinamatte, and distinctively it says here, Bhaktapriya. He is very dear to the devotees, Bhaktapriya Prabhu. He is that master, that lord, that Prabhu, Prabhu Gauranga, Prabhu Vishwambhar, who is very dear, very near and dear, and kind, and loving and affectionate to all of his devotees. This is the first verse of chapter 5, which kind of gives a foreshadowing how Vishwambhar will show his love to one Gopal Bhakta mendicant, sannyasi, visiting their house, how he showed how dear the Lord is to his devotees. Hena matte ache prabhu jagannatha gare alakshite bahuvida swaprakashakare. In this way Vishwambhar Nimai secretly manifested pastimes while residing in the house of his father Jagannath Mishra. Ek din daki boli Mishra Purandar Amara Pushtaka Ana Bapa Vishwambhar. One day Jagannath Mishra called out to his son Vishwambhar, "My dear son, please bring my book." Bapera Vachana Shuni Garidhana Jaya Runo Juno Kariye Nupura Bhaje Pai. Runo Juno Nupura Bhaje Pai. Vachana Shuni Gare Dana Jai. Vishwambhar heard his father's words and he ran into the room. And the sound of Vishwambhar's ankle bells was heard as he moved. Urunu Juno Kariye Nupura Bhaje Gai. Mishrabole Kota Shuni Nupurara Dhwani Chatur Dike Chayadui Brahmana Brahmani. Jagannath Mishra was wondering, this sound, of course, Runu Junu, refers to the gentle, sweet sound of ankle bells. Runu Junu, Runu Junu. The word means that gentle, sweet sound of ankle bells. Mishra was rather surprised. He said, Where is the sound of ankle bells coming from? Kota, Kotai. Where am I hearing this Nupura Dwani? And Then Jagannath Mishra's wife started to look for the cause of that sound of the ankle bells, which they heard exactly at the same time when their baby boy, Vishwambar, was running into the room. They could hear that distinctive sound. Amara putera paye nahika nupura kotaya bajila vadya nupura madur. He was confused. He could not figure out where the sound was coming from. He thought and said to his wife, Shachi, "My son is not wearing ankle bells. Nupura nahika pai. He doesn't have them on his feet. So where has the madura nupura vadya, where is this sweet sound of ankle bells coming from? Because it appears as soon as my son starts walking. Kiyad bhutta dhui jane mane mane gan vachana naspure dhui janera vadan. Shachimata and her husband Jagannath Mishra considered this incident most strange. Kiyad bhutta, most amazing. How amazing. They couldn't even speak about it. Vachana naspure dui janera vadane. From the faces, dui jana vadan. Dui jana vadan. From the faces of these two, husband and wife, the mother and father of Nimai, Vishwambar, words were not manifest, were not seen. Vachana naspure. They were just thinking and thinking again and again. What a strange, amazing qualities. Punti dia prabhu chali lena kelaite ara adbhuta deke gya grihera majete. Vishwambar had brought the book which was asked for by Jagannath Mishra and he handed it to his father. Then Vishwambar went outside to play. But when the couple, Vishwambar and his wife Shachimata, when inside the room, they experienced another wonder, ara adbhuta deki. They saw another amazing thing, ghi adbhuta, ankle bells coming from the direction of our son when he's moving, but there are no ankle bells on his feet. Now another amazing thing, just see what they saw. Sabagrihi deki apa rupa parachina. Dwaja vajra ankusha patakadi patakadi binabina patakadi binabina. All over the room they saw footprints decorated with extraordinary signs like the flag, thunderbolt, goad and banner or flag. Anandita donhe deki apurva charan donhe haila pulakita sajala nayan. Jagannath Mishra and Shachimata, after hearing these nupuras and seeing these chinnas or signs, symbols of God in the footprints on the floor of their house, they became filled with bliss. And seeing those apurva charan, incomparable, unprecedented footprints, their hair stood on end and tears flowed from their eyes. These footprints of Lord Vishwambar acted as an udipan, a stimulant to their vibhav, alamban prema shraya, and vatsalya rati. It stimulated, they saw them and they thought of their son. And they started crying and hair standing and then astasattvic bhavs. Parapadma deki donhe kari namaskar. Donhe bole nistarimo janma nahitar nahiar. Shachimata and Jagannath Mishra both offered obeisances to those lotus footprints. Parapadma deki. And they said, Nistarimu, we are delivered. Janma Nahyar, we will not take another birth. Obviously, if one sees the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, he will be delivered from material existence. And because it's Naralila, they were considering themselves ordinary, although they're the Nitya Parishads, Sarup Shakti of the Lord, eternal parents of the Lord. They were thinking like this. Mishra bole shuna vishru para janani grita paramana ran daha apani. Jagannath Mishra said, listen, mother of Vishwarup, Vishwarupera janani, go and cook some fried rice with ghee for our shalagram. Grita paramanana, paramanana, paramana. Arandaha apani. So this is, he's asking his wife to make a wonderful offering for their shalagram deity. Adhokshaja Vishnu, I believe. He had one shalagram by the name of Adhokshaja Vishnu. And a nice point of culture here, the Vedic culture, of course, it's long gone now. But Srila Prabhupada mentions it on a tape. He says if, when he grew up, which was of course in the 1920s, or let's say, yes, early 20th century, 1900 to 1915 or so, he said in his time, which is about 100 years ago, obviously, that even if some wife would call her husband's business establishment, and the secretary would answer the phone, the wife of the owner of that business would say, hello, this is Mr. Agrawal there? This is the wife of Mr. Agrawal. So she wouldn't say, is Harry Agrawal there? Or Sunil there? This is Preeti. Everything was very formal. And so here, this course is 500 years ago. He's speaking to his wife, Shachi. He could say, listen, Shachi, go and cook some rice for the deity. He said, listen, Vishwarupera Janani. Janani means mother. And Vishwarupera is the name of their first son, Vishwarup. And their second son, of course, is Vishwambar. One is the form of the universe and one is the maintainer of the universe. Garijaya Chena Damodara Shalagram. Well, here it says Damodara Shalagram. Pancha Gavye Sakale Karamutane Snan. Tomorrow morning I will bathe our Damodara Shalagram with Pancha Gavya. Of course, Pancha Gavya refers to the five articles produced from the gavya. Gavya means cow. Five articles produced by the cow. Of course, the obvious one is milk, yogurt, ghee, cow urine, and cow dung or gobar. All are used for snan and abhishek or bathing the deity. They're considered pavitram saman. Pavitram mangalam dravya. Very pure and auspicious items. Bunji lana tenogari, bulena apani, ateva shunilana, nuparera dhwani. I can understand that our shalagram is walking around the room. That is why we heard the sound of ankle bells. This is the logical, reasonable, or intelligent conclusion of the Brahman, Dvija, Jagannath Mishra, to explain the Adbhuta, the amazing events happening, the Apurva Charan, the unprecedented footprints of Vishnu being seen, the Chinna, Vishnu Chinna, the marks of on the bottom of Vishnu's feet were being left in the floor of his house. He could see them visibly, he and his wife. And whenever their son Vishambhar Nimai Pandit, or Nimai, baby, child, Nimai would move here and there, they would hear the sound of ankle bells, although he was not wearing any. Nupura, Runujunu, that very sweet, gentle sound of tinkling ankle bells. So he concluded that it must be Shalagram, that his Shalagram Shila, Damodar Shalagram, who was ordinarily stationary and not walking around here and there, it's not heard of that way, usually sitting in his singhasan in the temple room or altar room. But this is a moving, so to celebrate this amazing event, this Leela of his Shalagram Shila, which he was thinking it to be, he asked his wife to cook very excellent quality rice, param. Paramana, ana means grains, and para means the best, topmost quality. Grita paramana, take the best rice and cook it with lots of ghee and soak it with ghee. And then we'll bathe the Didi with Panchagavya also. Eimate duijane parama harishe, shalagrama puja kari prabhu mane hase. Thus the husband and wife, Jagannath Mishra, and Shachimata, Vishrupara Janani, they worshipped the Shalagram Shila, Damodar Shila, with great satisfaction, and the Lord smiled within. So Paramaharishe. So it means with great happiness, transcendental happiness, they worshipped Shalagram Puja Kari. They did their Shalagram Puja, husband and wife together. They worshipped their deity with Paramaharishe, Prabhu Mane Hase. Prabhu, of course, means the Lord, the Master, the Supreme Master. Mane Hase, he was happy and smiling within his mind. Areka Kata Shuna Parama Adbhut Jai Ranga Karila Prabhu Jagannatha Sutta. Now please hear another wonderful pastime performed by the son of Jagannath. Jagannath Mishra's son, of course, is the sutta means son, Ramaharshan Sutta. So he is called Jagannath Sutta. Parma Adbhuta. Another Parma Adbhuta Kata and Parma Adbhuta Leela. The Leelas of Vishambhar are extremely paramadbhut, supremely, transcendentally amazing, phenomenal, phenomenal leelas, unbelievable, phenomenal leelas. And this kata, kata shuna paramadbhut, if anyone listens to this Chaitanya kata, Chaitanya leela kata, they'll find that these topics are paramadbhuta and paramananda. They're paramadbhut, they're completely, unbelievably, inconceivably amazing. And paramanand, they are, fill one with the most unbelievable, absolute, concentrated, ecstatic bliss. And this is all happening by the mercy of Prabhu Gauranga, who is known as Jagannath Sutta. Parama Sukriti Eka Tartika Brahman Krishna Udeshe Kari Tirtha Paryantana. One most pious mendicant Brahman was wandering to various holy places in search of Krishna. We have this song by Gaur Kishore. Some say it's by Siddha Krishna Das. But at any rate, Kotai go prema mai radhe radhe ek bar dekhle radha kun me radhe radhe abar dekhe ek bar dake radha kun me radhe radhe abar dake shama kunda radhe radhe ek bar govardhana me radhe radhe abar vamshivat me radhe radhe So ekbar radakunme dake ekbar dake radakunme ekbar dake one time dake I loudly one time I loudly shouted I one time I came to Radhakund and I loudly shouted Radhe Radhe ekbar dake radakunme Radhe Radhe abar dake shamakunme Radhe Radhe. And another time, Abardake, I loudly shouted, Radhe Radhe, when I came to Shamakund. So kotai go, Premamayi. Where is Radharani? He's searching here and there, and Govardhan and Vrindavan, everywhere in Vrindavan looking for Radharani. So this Brahman, he's called Tairtika. Brahman, which means a mendicant, begging Brahman. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes him as Parama Sukriti. He had done so many good deeds. They were Parama. They were all very, very best quality, topmost, transcendental, beneficial activities. Because what were they? He was simply worshipping the Lord day after day and wandering everywhere like a mendicant. He was a mendicant. A vairagi, a tyagi, a sannyasi, a brahmin, just begging for a little food, depending on the Lord completely for arranging his maintenance and protection, caring for his needs, and just wandering from various holy places in search of Krishna. Krishna udeshe, kare tirta paryantara. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Shadakshara Gopala
Mantrara Kare Upasan Gopala Naivedya Bina Nakare Bhojan.
This Brahman, this mendicant Brahman, worshipped Lord Gopal with the six-syllable Gopal mantra. There's 6, 8, 10, 24. And he would eat only what he had offered first to Gopal. Gopal naivedya bina nakari bhojan. He would not eat anything without offering that naivedya, unoffered food to the Lord.
Ndaive bhagyavana tirta Brahmate Brahmate Asya Milila Vipra Prabhura Bhadite. Kante Bhala Gopala Bhushana Shalagram Parama Brahmanya Teja Ati Anupam.
So this deity of Gopal that he was worshipping was not a manasik murti. It was not a murti in his mind, but actually had a deity, a murti. That matchless, effulgent Brahman, Parama Brahmanya Teja, had a deity in the Shalagram Shila, a deity of Bala Gopal, and the Shalagram Shila hanging from his neck. So his worshipful deities or hanging from his neck as his ornaments. Ati anupam. Unbelievably, it's describing, it said, Kante Balagopal Bhushana. So the Bhushana, Kante Bhushana, the ornaments, the necklace adorning and beautifying his neck was not jewels of this world, diamonds, pearls, rubies, sapphires, emeralds, but it was the Mahanidhi, the great treasure of God himself. He was carrying the Lord around his neck, which is the true purpose of having a neck. Balagopal, his ornament of his neck was Balagopal and Shalagram. And because of that, there's further descriptions of the characteristics of the charitra, behavior, or or appearance of that Brahman that was begging, that Tairatika Brahman, said he was matchless effulgent Brahman. So Ati Anupam. Anupam means no comparison. Ati means unbelievable, excessive. There's just no, beyond any kind of compare. Parama Brahmanya Teja. That Brahman had so much Tej, so much effulgence. Unbelievable, it's matchless effulgence. Niravadi Mukhe Vipra, Krishna Krishna Bole, Antare Govinda Rase, Dui Chakshu Dhule. This Brahman constantly chanted the name of Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. While he kept his eyes half closed and internally relished ecstatic love for Govinda. Niravadi Mukhe Vipra Krishna Krishna Bole. Antare Govinda Rase Dui Chakshundule. Antare, within himself he is relishing Govinda Ras. Govinda Ras. So this Govinda Ras means it can be any one of five rasas. At least in Vrindavan they generally consider four rasas are there. Dasya Sakya Vatsalya and Madhurya. So since he was worshipping Balagopal, the child form of the Lord, with the laddu in his hand, crawling on his hands and knees, looking so mischievous and so sweetly beautiful, tender and charming, we can understand that he must have been in Vatsalya Rati, that Govinda Rase that he was relishing was this. Dekhi Jagannatha Mishra Tejase Tanhar Sambrame Utiya Kari Lena Namaskar. When Jagannath Mishra saw the effulgent Brahman, he respectfully stood up and then offered obeisances. Atiti, Atiti Vyava, Atiti Yabara, Vyava, Yabhara Dharma, Jena Mate Hai, Sabakarilena Jagannatha Mahashai. Jagannath Mishra received the Brahman with the etiquette due to a guest. So the verse says he was an atiti. And when atiti is actually a stranger who stays in the householder's residence for one day and leaves the next, the householders have the opportunity to serve such guests for one, only one day. It is the Vyavahara Dharma, the rule of etiquette, for a householder to serve his guests. Honoring guests is as good as serving the spiritual master. In other words, a guest is as worshipable as Lord Narayan. That's why they say that Atiti Narayan. Atiti means, the word Titi, Titi. Titi means T-I-T-H-I, Titi, Titi, Titi. Means time. Ekarshi Titi and Dasmi Titi and Purnima Titi, the time, the day. So someone is Atiti, comes off the time or it's unexpected guest. Simply someone just arrives. So one should, such a guest should be honored, welcomed, swagatam, swagatam. Welcome with sweet, warm, and friendly words, and offered a comfortable seat to relax after his journey of walking, and then some fresh drinking water, and some small bit of naivedya, or some small mahaprasadam, or even a full meal for that matter. These are the minimum offerings to a wandering person or uninvited guest. So it's actually a dharma, it's actually a rule of dharma in the Dharma Shastras, that the guest is considered to be non-different, the uninvited surprise, the surprise visitor, as they say. The surprise visitor, or the uninvited guest, or the untimely arrival of some stranger, total stranger, don't even know. Consider that that stranger, uninvited guest, is a form of Narayan, and one should, he should be honored, and even worshipped and respected, just as if one was serving his own spiritual master, because he's called Atithi Narayan, because the guest is as worshipable as Lord Narayan himself. Apane kariyatana para prakshalan vasite dilenani utama asan. Jagannath Mishra washed the brahmana's feet and then offered him proper seat. Now, this is also part of the etiquette, washing the feet. Para prakshalana. Para prakshalana. Vasite dilenani utama asan. He offered him a very uttamasana, very first-class seat. Uttam, topmost, best quality. Sushta hai vasilena jari vipravar tabe tane mishra jignasena kuta ghar. After the Brahman was seated comfortably, Jagannath Mishra asked him, "Where is your residence? Kahan se aya? Where have you come from?" Viprabole yami udasina deshantari chittera vikshepe matra paryatanakari. The Brahman replied, "I am a wandering mendicant. I go wherever my restless mind takes me. Chittavik shape. Matra Paryantanakari." Chitra Vikshape means the Vikshape means distraction, absent mindedness, wandering mind, distraction. And Chitta means consciousness, mind, heart, identity. In other words, it's agitation, disturbance. Vikshape is mentioned in the Patanjali's Yoga Shastras. One of the manovrittis, the mental problems with controlling the mind, is the tendency for the mind to engage in vikshape or distraction. You're trying to fix your attention and attraction on one object, one point, one concept, meaning, or in our case, one sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But while chanting over and again, we find our mind wandering or becoming distracted or attracted to something else. That's a big problem with chanting. To chant with the yoga of concentration and absorption, vikshepa, distraction. Pranati kariya mishra bolena vachan jagatera bhagi se tamara paryatan. With folded hands, pranati kariya, Jagannath Mishra said, "O mendicant, your traveling around the world, your traveling here and there, is simply for the benefit of the world. Jagat bhagi. You want to make the universe fortunate by your wandering. Visheshata, visheshata aji amar, paramaso bhagya, agyadeha randanera, karigya karya." Jagannath Mishra continued, "Today I am especially fortunate. Please order me, O mendicant, and I will go arrange for your cooking. Agyadeha, paramaso bhagya, amara paramaso bhagya. I am really so specially fortunate to have your darshan, opportunity to see you and to serve you, O great wandering Brahman, sadhu saint." Viprabole kara mishra Jaya Chatamar Harishe Karila Mishra Divya Upahar Randanera Stanupas Kari Bhalamate Dilena Sakala Saja Randana Karite. The Vipra replied, the Brahman replied to Jagannath Mishra, please do, Ichatamar, whatever you desire, whatever you feel is suitable. Jagannath Mishra then arranged happily all sorts of palatable ingredients. Jagannath Mishra and Satyadevi nicely cleaned the kitchen and kept all the ingredients ready for cooking. Santoshe Brahmana Vara Kariyarandan Vasilena Krishnere Karite Nivedan. Satisfied with the arrangements of Satchimata and Jagannath Mishra, that wandering mendicant Brahmin cooked for his Gopal deity in Shalagram. Then he sat down to make an offering to Krishna, Vasilena Krishnere Karita Nivedan. He actually sat down to invite the Lord. Prabho Kripaya Swakatam Kuru Hidam Asanam Hidam Bhogasan Asanam Kling Krishna Namaha. Sarva Bhutta Antaryami Sri Shachi Nandan Mane Ache Viprere Dibena Darshan. Sri Shachi Nandan, the Antaryami, the indwelling witness, the super soul of all living entities, Sarva Bhutta Antaryami, then decided to give darshan to the Brahman. Dhyana matra karite lagila vipravar samuke aila prabhu sri gaurasundar. As soon as the great Brahman began to meditate on his Gopal deity in Shalagram as part of the offering procedure of the bhoga, Sri Gaurasundar came before the Brahman. Dula Maya Sarvanga Murti Digambar Aruna Nayana Kara Charanan Aruna Nayana Kara Charana Sundar. Nimai was naked. Murti Digambar, the Murti, the form of Nimai. It's interesting they're using the word Murti, describing Mahaprabhu. Because on one side, this Brahman, this mendicant Brahman, he's worshipping a Gopal Murti, and also a deity, a Murti, or, well, it's actually a deity, of this Shalagram, this Tairatika Brahman, mendicant Brahman. Now here's another Murti right before him. And Sarvanga, all the limbs of the body of the Lord were completely maya, covered with dula, the dust. And he was naked, and his aruna nayana, and his eyes were reddish, and his karacharan, and his hands and feet were most beautiful, sundara. Sundara kara sundara charan. Hasya viprera ana Laya Shrikare Ekagrasa Kailena Deke Viparvare. Lord Nimai smiled and took a handful of the Brahmana's rice which he was offering in meditation to his Gopal deity. And actually Gopal just crawled up in that beautiful naked form of Vishwambara Gopal. Gaur Gopal Vishwambara just crawled, that he was meditating on a Sham Gopal. That dark lord in the baby form, Balagopal, but he's dark sham color. Meditating that, now he's appeared directly before him in a golden color. The opposite of dark is light, so the opposite of blue is yellow. Blue is soft and yellow is warm. So golden or yellow is on one side and blue is on the other. So here's the golden lord, Gaur Gopal, naked, covered with dust, reddish eyes and feet, beautiful feet. Now he came in, the little boy, little baby came in and reached out and grabbed a handful of rice from the Thakurji's plate, and the Brahmin just watched Deke Vipravati. Hi, hi, Kari Bhagyavanta Vipradhake. Anachuri, Kari like a Chanchala Bhalake. Chanchal, I told you, Chanchal. Chalak, Chalak Balak, Balak. That fortunate Brahmin, the Bhagyavanta Vipra, he's certainly fortunate because he's having a direct sakshat lila with his Lord of his heart. His Prananath Gopal is appearing right before him as Gaur Gopal and directly eating his offering, hand to mouth, sakshat bhoga offering. And he sees the Lord eye to eye, a beautiful naked form. Sakshat Darshan of his Ishtadeva. He's been searching all over India, carrying his worshipping his deity of Gopal Murti and his Shalagram, and searching all over India. Where is Krishna, my Ishtadeva? And now his Ishtadeva, he's come to the house of his Ishtadeva, Jagannath Mishra Bhavan, and he's prepared an offering of rice and ghee. Grita Paramana, all ghee covered with, rice covered with ghee. Now Nimai, who is actually Gaur Gopal, he's actually Gopal Krishna himself. The very Gopal Murti he's worshipping is the Murti standing before him naked, clothed only by the directions, with his reddish eyes and beautiful hands and feet. Smiling, snatches a handful of rice, and the Brahmin cries out, alas, alas, hi, hi. This Chanchal Bhalak, naughty boy, restless boy, fickle boy has stolen the rice, anachuri. He's an anachuri. Churi in Bengali means chore. He's a thief, a rice thief. Asya dekena jagannatha mishravar. Bat kai hase prabhu Sri Gaurasundara. Jagannath Mishra came there and saw his son, Sri Gaurasundara, was smiling as he ate the Brahmana's rice. Bhat, bhat also means rice. Bhat kai hase prabhu. Sri Gaurasundara is described as prabhu because prabhu generally means God or the supreme master. So he's the prabhu, he's actually the prabhu of Jagannath Mishra and also the Brahmin. But Jagannath Mishra is thinking in the Naralila that this tender boy is depending on me. He's my dependent child. Vishambar, he's naughty sometimes, I have to punish him and correct him. So here he is caught red-handed with the ghee rice in his hands and smiling as usual. Bat kaya hase prabhu Sri Gaurasundara, because he knows that he's a Gopal Murti, the Brahmin's worshipping, and he knows he's a Shalagram Murti. He knows he's Sarvavatari Swayam Purnatam Bhagavan, Purnatam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, incarnate, advent, right there in front of everyone. But no one else knows, so he's smiling, enjoying the joke in one sense. Krode Mishra Dhaya Jayena Maribhare Sambrame Utya Vipra Darilena Kare. In anger, crode, Jagannath Mishra rushed Dhaya Jayena Maribhare to beat the Lord. The Brahmin, however, got up and apprehensively caught hold of Jagannath Mishra's hand. Vipra Darilena Kari. The Vipra held his hand. Uttiya, he got up. A little bit, Sambrame. He was pretty much bewildered. Didn't know what was going on. Vipra Boli, Mishra, Tumi Bhara Deki Arya. Kon Gyan Bhalakera Marya Ki Karya? Mishra, you're supposed to be a cultured Aryan. Deki Arya, you're an Aryan, spiritualist. What is the use of beating this ignorant boy? Kon Gyan Bhalakera Marya Ki Karya? What are you doing? Beating this little Balak. Who doesn't know anything? He's not worth the punish. He's so foolish. Balamanda Gyan Jara Take Maritari Amara Shapata Jari Maraha Uhari. The Brahmin said, only one who can distinguish between right and wrong can be beat. Therefore, I forbid you from beating this child. He's too young to know what's the rules. He's free. He doesn't know what is right or wrong. He's too young. Beyond the morals and laws of the world. Duke vasilena mishra. Hastandiyas shire. Matta nahi tole mishra. Vachana naspure. Jagannath Mishra then sat down in great distress, holding his head with his hands. He cannot speak or lift his head. Vachana naspuri. He felt very bad because this Titi Narayan, this stranger, this guest, uninvited guest, had arrived, a great devotee Brahmin of Gopal, mendicant, wandering mendicant, sannyasi. And Jagannath Mishra wasn't able to satisfy or please him because of his naughty Mbalakara Chalak. His Chalak Mbalak, his very naughty, mischievous son, Vishambhara, seemed to, quote-unquote, spoil the offering by busting in the middle and eating a whole handful of that Grita Paramana, that ghee-soaked, wonderful quality, best quality rice, cooked rice. He felt so distressed, he felt he couldn't do anything. He couldn't please the Brahmin, he couldn't beat his son. So he couldn't speak or even move. Viprabole Mishra Dukkha na bhavia bhaviha mane jay dine jay habe taha ishvara se jane. The Vipra said, that wandering Brahmin said, my dear Mishra, don't feel sad. Whatever is meant to happen on a particular day is known only to the Lord. So in other words, a person gets only the food that's been allotted to him by the will of God. It is only God that gives one the fruits of his activities. Phal muladi grihe jetake tomar. Ani de ajita karibahar. The Brahmin said, hey Jagannath Mishra, please bring whatever fruits and roots are there in your house. Phal mul adi grihe. And I will eat those today. Mishra bole more jari take vrittigyan. Ara bara pakka kara kari denastan. Jagannath Mishra said, if you at all consider me your servant, then please cook for a second time. I will make all arrangements. Grihachi randanera sakala sambar puna pakka kara tabe santoshamar. We have all the ingredients for cooking in the house. Please cook again, then I will feel satisfied. Balite la gila jata, ishta bandagan, ama sabha chahitabai, karaharandan. All the friends and relatives of Jagannath Mishra present there also requested the Brahmin, please be merciful on us and cook again. Viprabole jayacha toma sabakar. Karibarandana sarvataya punarbar. The Brahmin acquiesced and conceded and said, all right, according to your desire, I will certainly cook again. Everyone there was happy to Harishe Haila Sabe Viprevachane Stana Upaskari Lena. Sabe tatakshane. Everyone there was happy to hear the Brahmin's decision, and they immediately cleansed the kitchen. Randanera sajani dilena torite chalilena vipravara randana karite. They quickly assembled all the ingredients, and the Brahmin began to cook again for the second time. Randana bhojana viprakarina yavat arabhari laye shishu rakahatavat. Everyone concluded, sabe bolena shishu paramachanchal arabharapache nashta kariye sakal. Everyone, all the relatives of Jagannath Mishra concluded, this child of yours, this Chalak Balak, this Paramachanchal Shishu, he's very restless and he may spoil the offering again. Bara Pache Nashta Kari Sakal. May Nash make it go to waste and Nokshan, ruin everything. Tave Shachi Devi Putre. Therefore, please take him to another house until the Brahmin finishes cooking and eating. They couldn't even trust keeping him locked up in the house, Jagannath Mishra's Bhavan, or in some other room, or locking, keeping him in some other room. They had to remove the criminal far from the site of a possible crime. So they wanted to take him out of the house to another house even. So no chances he would somehow bust out and run in there and disturb the Brahmin's offering again by eating a handful of his rice. Tabe shachi devi putre kole ta kariya chalilena arabari prabhu re laya. Shachi devi then took her son Vishambar in her arms and went to the neighbor's house. Sabanari ganabole shunare nimai emata kariya ki viprara anakai. Ganabole shunare nimai ki viprara anakai kai. All the ladies said, the Narigan, all group of ladies said, listen, Shuna Re Nimai, listen, Nimai, you shouldn't have eaten the Brahma's rice like that. Kariyaki vipra anakai. Hasya bolina prabhu Sri Chandra vadane amaraki dosha vipra dakila apane. Lord Gauranga smiled with his beautiful moon-like face, Sri Chandra vadane. And he replied, Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, what is my fault? The Brahmana called me. Amar ki dosh. What is my dosh, my fault? Vipradakila apane. He was crying out for me, Gopal, Gopal, I am that Gopal. Sabe bolena aye, nimai dan gati ki kariba. Jeveye tamara gela jati. Kotakara brahmana kon kula kevachine. Tarabhatta kai jati. Rakipa kemane. Everyone assembled there said, O deceitful Nimai, dhan gati. What will you do now that you've lost your caste? Ebeje tamara gela jati. Who knows that Brahman? Where is his caste? Where is he from? And now that you have eaten his rice, how will you maintain your caste? Because if you eat someone else's food, you take on their qualities. So they were thinking, we don't know this Brahmin, what his actual position is, but we know that you're a high-class Brahmin, so why should you risk that exalted birth by the fault of some dosh? Hasya kahina prabhu ami je goyal brahmanaranak ami kai sarvakal. Vishambar Gauranga Prabhu smiled and said, I am a coward boy. Ami Jay Goyal. And I always eat Brahmana's rice. Brahmanarana Ami Kai Sarvakal. All the time, Sarvakal. I always am eating Brahmana's rice. Because Lord Gauranga is remembering, he's thinking, yeah, I always eat the rice from Brahma because I'm a Goyal. Goyalu. means a gopa, a gwal. I'm a coward boy, and it's natural that coward boys eat the food offered by the Brahmins. He's very mischievous. Brahmaner aneki go para jati jai. Ete bali hasya sabadi prabhuchai. How can a coward boy lose his caste by eating a Brahmin's rice? Saying this, the Lord looked at everyone and smiled. Chali nija tattva prabhu karina vyakyan tadapina bujekeya hina bhayatan. This way, Lord Garanga revealed his pastimes while speaking deceptively. But by the influence of his maya, one can understand him. Sabiha sena shuni prabhuravachan vakshahaite edite kaharo nahiman. Everyone laughed upon hearing the Lord's explanation. No one wanted to set him down from their embrace. He was the object of everyone's love and affection. Hasya janina prabhu jejana rakole sejana anande ananda sagare majebule. As Lord Gaurasundar smiled and sat on various people's laps, whoever held him merged in the ocean of bliss. Ananda Sagara Mahaje Bhule. Say, Jana, that person who held on to the Lord, Asena Jayena Prabhu, Jayajana Rakhule. Seve Prapunar Bara Karya Randan, Lagi Lena Vasya Karite Nevedan, Randan. Meanwhile, the Brahmin finished cooking again for a second time and sat down to make the offering. In meditation, the Brahmin called Balagopal to eat, and Lord Gaurasundar, the Super Soul, immediately came to know this. Mohiya sakala loka ati alakshite ailena viprastane hasite hasite. Sinking everyone into illusion, Lord Vishnambara secretly came before the Brahma with a smile on his face. Alakshita eka mushti analanakare kahiya chalila prabhu deki viprawari. Unseen by others, the Lord then took a handful of rice and ate it as the Brahman watched. Hai hai kariya utila viprawar takura kahiya. Bhatta Kila Ekarad. Again, he took the rice offered by the Brahmin. The Brahmin immediately cried out, "Alas, alas!" The Lord, after eating the rice, ran away. What happened to the Lord when he ran away? We will find out tomorrow. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata Ki Jai. Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki. Jai Vishwambar Jaya Nimai Shachi Nandana Gora Hari Prabhu Jaya Shri Gauranga. Jai Vishwambar Jaya Nimai Shachi Nandana Jaya Gora Hari Jaya Prabhu Shri Gauranga. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga.